Can't get no satisfaction. Pensions manager David Luxton takes stock of the pensions administration handover to Capita. Early spring is a happy time for many as we shake off the winter blues and enjoy lighter evenings. Flowers blooming and a 3.8% pension rise in April. A highlight to look forward to this year was the planned tour of the Rolling Stones, still showing us there's active life in your 80s. Sadly, you can't always get what you want. The tour was cancelled due to Keith Richards, now 82, whose arthritis is affecting his hands and physical stamina. So it's all over now, a big disappointment. But despite that, the band will be releasing a new album soon. A much bigger disappointment in 2026 has been the transition of Civil Service Pensions Administration to Capita from the 1st of December 2025. Announced in November 2023, we were assured by the Cabinet Office that the transition would be seamless. But the CSPA office has been inundated with complaints from members unable to log on to the new pension portal, reporting inaccurate data and tax code changes, yet no ability to email for help or get help from the contact center, despite waiting on the telephone for up to 5 hours. Others who had retired months earlier had been left with no income because their pensions had not been paid. This is not acceptable. An added problem has been the long delays in finalizing payments for the 130,000 retired scheme members already drawing their pension, but affected by the McLeod 2015 remedy legal judgment, and offered a choice of pension for the remedy period 2015 to 2022. That work was stopped by my CSP in October, as they decided to get off McLeod, and it had not initially been contracted over to Capita as the work was meant to have completed by March 2025. The latest target, the Cabinet Office aims to contact all affected members affected by the remedy who are already drawing their pension by March 2027. Pension scheme members deserve better and should not have been left with the stress of delayed pension payments, unable to contact the administrator responsible. At the end of October 2025, the Public Accounts Committee, PAC, published a report of its inquiry into the administration of the Civil Service Pension Scheme, to which CSPA had given evidence in June. Capita had assured the PAC in July that it was firmly on track to assume full administration of the scheme from the 1st of December 2025, with enhanced innovative services for members for when the contract commences. They had painted a rosy picture, but the MPs knew the facts and wanted to paint it black. Asked how confident it was that members would receive no disruption to service, the Cabinet Office told the PAC, "It's believed Capita had underestimated the complexity of the transition and the length of time it would take to implement the technology, and was working with Capita to produce a new delivery plan with realistic dates. As for the parliamentary inquiry, well, it's all over now, but the impact of that shaky transition will not fade away. This year's pledges, so here we are in March 2026. Capita has promised enhanced services and facilities from the pension portal from April. None of this will be any consolation to the thousands of retirees who have had their lives put on hold over the past few months due to delays in finalizing pension payments, delays in sending out remedy choices, and an inability to contact the pension provider. The lessons of the last time the pension administration transitioned to my CSP in 2014 have not been learnt. Memories of that fiasco will not fade away. As ever, the devil is in the detail, but there is no sympathy for the devil. On a brighter note, the 3.8% pension rise, payable from 13 April, is something to look forward to next month. Oh, and a new album from the Rolling Stones soon after, proving that whatever the setbacks in retirement, pensioners can still produce good music and that wild horses, let alone arthritis, can't stop them. For access the pension portal, visit www.civilservicepensionscheme.org.uk. Article ends.